ABC Radio Australia.
We start in the Cook Islands, where the government has issued an action plan on its new agreement with China. The document's release has been acknowledged by New Zealand, with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs saying it'll study it before commenting. As for the streets of Awarua, they were full of colour and noise yesterday as protesters marched to Parliament House to raise their concerns about a Cook Islands passport and the lack of transparency over the deal with China. Brendan Telfer was there and filed this report from Rarotonga.
Around 300 people gathered outside the House of Parliament to protest the government's recent strategic partnership with China. Tensions also flared over the Cook Islands passport controversy, which was recently scrapped after a public backlash. For the crowd gathered outside Parliament, the issue highlighted lack of consultation, issues of transparency, and suspicion about Chinese ambition in the Eastern Pacific. The crowd was generous, vocal, and in great mood, but like Doreen, concerned.
Well, what's important is it's our country, our sovereignty, our freedom in our own country. We don't want communists to come into our country. And for our passport, we don't want to lose that privilege from New Zealand. New Zealand being our brother, our big brother, that protected us over the years and still protecting us. You know, we don't want to lose those.
Standing on the steps of Parliament, opposition leader Tina Brown had a twofold message for the government.
We want to indicate our support for our passport to remain forever. And secondly, we have great concerns around the approach taken by government with the agreement with China.
When you look around, your fellow Cook Islanders here today, are you heartened by what you see in terms of the message?
Absolutely, absolutely. There is no doubt that about what the public wants. Yeah.
For leader of the opposition Cook Island United Party, Terekia Heather, tapping into that broad concern had prompted a vote of no confidence in the government. But he also cites other factors at play.
It's not about the numbers. It's about their conviction in their hearts. What do they feel? And the people have spoken well. Because of the China deal, New Zealand has came out very strong. Whatever happens with the Chinese, that's why we march here today. Not only for our passport, our relationship, but this is, you know, not consulting the people of the Cook Islands. This is very serious for us.
So where to from here then? What pressure can you put on the Prime Minister and his government?
Well, there's a motion of no confidence in his cabinet and himself, and that's going to be forthcoming.
You look at the bottom line of the budget here, though, in the Cook Islands. I mean, the numbers aren't particularly flash. You can see why China might be an attractive proposition.
Well, again, it's a relationship I'd rather have more important than the money they'd be asking for.
And for protest organiser Jackie Turawa, taking the message to the government is so much more than just the money.
For our future, for my children's future, for the safety of this country, and also for the fact that government just has not been hearing our voices. We've stood before for many other important issues, and our voices have not been heard. So we're standing again today to show our people, to show New Zealand, that this passport, our connection to New Zealand, is so valuable to us. And not just politically, but also our connection to the Ititata or Aotearoa, New Zealand Māori, Cook Island Māori. Our history tells us that we are one, that they left our shores for Aotearoa. Ko mātou te tuakana, ko rātou te tēnā. And so that relationship too is extremely important. And what other country is there better to be connected with? I don't see any.
I can see and feel the emotion in your heart.
Yeah, definitely. It's a concern when our government is not listening to our cries. It's a concern that they are not transparent. It's a concern when they say one thing but do another. It's a concern when they hold consultations but have pre-decided agendas. So the consultations are just a tick to say they've consulted, but they are not listening to what we are saying. They are not hearing our concerns.
How can you bring pressure on this government? They have a mandate until next year. They have a healthy majority in Parliament.
I really don't know, because I'm not a politician. I'm just a mother concerned for my children and the people of this country.
You don't then have confidence in your Prime Minister?
No, I don't. At this stage, I definitely don't have confidence in our Prime Minister.
Do you think the motion of no confidence is going to work?
I hope it does.
Can members of the CIP come across and support that motion?
I hope they do. Definitely. And I think if this government ignores those emotions, then they definitely need to go.